Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Elohim, our dwelling place from eternity and into eternity. And we just thank you. Thank you for the glory that we lost has been restored, that we at home with you, part of you, and just as you are spirit, not carnal, your truth. Not lies, so we can be spiritual love lights, a wonderful fragrance in this world. Thank you, Lord. We're so inspired as we just see your walk here on earth as encouragement for our walk now, because we walk in your footsteps, and as the Father sent you, so we've been sent. And thank you, you're with us. It's working together with you, we shine. So thank you for another day of being a good, beautiful fragrance in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 8, verse 14 and 15. When Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. Amen. We have many bad jokes about mother-in-laws, and here we can just see the truth, just to be lights, be encouragers, be love blessings, and bring love blessings wherever we go. Beholding the glory of the Lord, we see ourselves in a mirror, the reality of what God desires for us, and how he's made us. He's restored us. Our lives are hid with Christ in God to be a beautiful fragrance. And as we've just been doing these readings this week, yeah, you just see he touches the infirm. The man sits with leprosy. Jesus doesn't tell him, okay, you stand there and I'll pray for you. No, he's there for the weak and the wounded and encouraging them, a light of love and goodness. Oh, I've just been so inspired again about that word where he didn't even have to go. He could just speak the word and the word could go heal. And that's so encouraging. I mean, that took no faith on a part for the person that received the healing. It was a centurion's faith, and it was Jesus' faith and love that just went out, and it just encourages us. And just in this last couple of days, I've been praying for the many people out there. You're not close, but you know that same word has got power. I'll send that healing word, that scriptures, that truth, you know, into families that are struggling. Send that word into for my children in their workplace, that they are being taught by the Lord as he promised us, and you give them great peace. And that's so beautiful. It's such encouragement, guys, that we are to be just like Peter here. Wherever we go, we bring life. We don't bring death, and we don't glory in horrible things. It makes you sick when you hear and evil things and bad things and a bad fragrance and arguments and strife. Thank you, Lord, that we are in a good place with you, and we can stay in that cozy zone of love and life and just continually give it and so help correct the wrong attitudes that are out there, even among the believers. But we thank you. So we thank you for your great love and your reminder of your great love that you've given to us, so that we can be a channel of this love, life, truth, spirit, this day and every day. So yes, Lord, bless this day to my brothers and sisters. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.